We are recording this on Thursday, February 9th. I read some good news and some updates. The pennies for preservation now can become possibly dollars for preservation. Some companies are already involved with this.
OEI in the Highlands Aerial Park has implemented on their own a program that's very similar to what I'm proposing. And yes, I am saying a dollar.
Ask for a lot.
But here's the thing, Steve. I will organize a community meeting of stakeholders. I've been talking with chamber folks. That meeting probably will take place toward the end of March, where we'll just sit down as a community and start planning, setting up a structure how we can implement that program. I want to invite our good friends from Cashers also, because they're part of preserving this beautiful environment, and it should be an entire community effort. I do want to emphasize one thing, though. This is kind of the mayor's idea, but this is not a government program. This is a voluntary program of people in the community, and that's what really appeals to me. A lot of people think that the only way we can solve problems is through government. I don't agree. I think our volunteer, our nonprofit, and our business community, they have the resources, the ideas, and the energy to address a lot of problems facing our community.
We'll talk about that major structure fire last week. We were expecting you just a little bit earlier, but you were involved with a major sewer problem.
On Wednesday evening, our water department got a call that there was a breach in the sewer system over near Mirror Lake on the Franklin Road. It's one of our main lines. Our folks responded quickly, worked into the night, made that repair, and thought had taken care of the problem. Immediately got another call saying that there was another rupture. So our crews went back out. They spent all Thursday night working on trying to address the issue of this section of the sewer line failing. They continued to work. Our public works director actually had to send them home because they were on a point of exhaustion. And he says that's when that kind of dangerous work could be disastrous. In the meantime, on Thursday morning, Lamar Nix called in Stillwell Enterprises, who are the people that have been experts in laying water and sewer line for the town. It appeared that we needed to have a big section of that pipe replaced that's for some reason it had failed. We continued to work on that until that problem was solved. Unfortunately, the sewage did go into part of Mirror Lake. That has happened before. We've had a breach before. The state was notified of the breach and the problem. Our water plant was put on alert. Not that the water supply was in jeopardy on this, because we have multiple intakes and supply sources, but we, of course, will continue to maintain high quality standards with our water through around the clock testing, and we will address this problem. And you know, I wanted to be forthright as to what happened. Any kind of rumor can be addressed that we've had this problem. We will get it fixed, and we'll make sure that our sewer system and our water system is working at a high standard and level.
And I was wondering what was going on last weekend, too. I heard a lot of sirens and ambulances and also fire trucks going by, and now you came in and told me what it was all about. It was a major structure fire up at Sagey Woods.
And Steve, I was at my house, I think I was in my studio making some pottery, and I heard those sirens coming from Cashers, and I stepped out, and I can see 64 from my house through the trees, and I saw fire trucks heading into Highlands. I said, uh-oh, I know what that means. There is a major fire in this fire district in Highlands. So I jumped in my truck. I was worried that it might be a structure fire in the Main Street downtown area. But to my relief, I was praying all the way going downtown. There was no fire there. So I continued and went to the new fire department. And I noticed that there were a lot of vehicles from volunteer firemen's parked there. And all the bays were open. So I pulled in and jumped out thinking maybe there'd be somebody there to tell me exactly what was happening. I thought it was either a major rescue effort or a major fire. There was no one there, but I walked in and I said, this must be a huge fire, because the only fire truck left is the hook and ladder truck. All the other trucks were gone. And yes, it was. That was a 7,000 square foot home. And the firefighters from Jackson County and Cashers responded, along, of course, with our fire department. The house was actually off Bowery, where it's in Jackson County. It took all the firefighters to contain the fire. It was a coordinated effort, Steve, in that the fire firefighters called the water plant and said, we will be using a tremendous amount of water, so keep making the water and sending it to the tank that serves this area. And in fact, during that day of fighting the fire, they used around 250,000 gallons of water, which means the water department needs to know that they're going to lose a lot of water real quick. And then they had hot spots during the weekend, so they continued to go out and pull water on those hot spots. I suspect that when we total up all the water usage, it'll be around 400,000 gallons of water to fight that fire. A lot of people sometimes say, well, why do you have so many fire trucks and you got a new fire station? I'll tell you why. When you have a major structure fire, you need all the resources you can muster. I want to really express my appreciation to all of our volunteer firefighters that responded to that call. I was looking in the newspaper this morning and seeing that the firefighter on a ladder pouring water, and I'm sitting there saying, gosh, people that do that, they're risking their safety and their life when they make a response to a major fire. So I appreciate what they did. A couple of things that I just wanted to share with the public. A lot of times people think, well, once the fire's out, that whole activity is over. That's just one part of it. They had to bring all those trucks back to the fire department, clean them, and they were able to take all the firefighter clothing and gear, and they were able to put it in the new extractor room, which has a big washing machine. Then they have this huge dryer, so they were able to clean all the gear after the fire. And then, and I didn't realize this, you know, the hoses are a cloth material too. They had to wash and clean off all the hoses they used, and then they were able to put the hoses in the big extractor dryer and dry them, and then they have to go and fold it back up and store them in the fire trucks, and then they have to fill out reports and reposition all their equipment. When a major fire like that happens, it's a major effort on behalf of all of our firefighters, and I just want to express on behalf of the town our appreciation for how they responded to this critical situation.
Jackson County firefighters are all part of the team.
Yeah, the Cashiers Fire Department and everything, and then I think from Scaly, those firefighters came, and you know, I can't express enough our gratitude for their willing to just, you know, respond to these critical moments.
Another town board meeting coming up on Thursday, February 16th. Just a continuation of business contracts and maybe the tower leases. That's continuing.
That's going to be continuing along with some other items that we'll be covering. And then, of course, we will be having our retreat March the 9th. I know our town manager is already working on the agenda for that, and that will be a day-long process of assessing what we need to have in the forthcoming budget for this next fiscal year.
And we're expecting a little bit of rain and maybe an inch or two of snow, but that we can handle that. But just in case there is a blockages or any problems, of course, don't call 911.
That's correct. And you can call the town office. And I will say one thing on the agenda for this meeting on Thursday. The board made a decision not to plow certain private roads that have real steep grades. Some of the citizens that are affected by that want to come and talk to the board, and I've put them on the agenda. Maybe we can do some creative problem solving to address their concerns.